Hey, I'm here with Alan Bartram. He's one of the members of the Traveling McCurry Band. It's a bluegrass band out of Nashville, Tennessee. Alan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Of course. Glad to talk to you, Susie.
Yeah, and the Traveling McCurrys is is a famous, really famous band. I'm very well aware of the Del McCurry Band, and this is an offshoot. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the band that will be playing this Friday night at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint, Idaho. The show starts at 7:30, and we'll talk about that more later. But tell us about the band. Who are you guys, and what do you do?
Well, like you said, we're an offshoot of the Del McCurry Band. It's a little tricky to explain, but basically, we are a lot of the same guys, except for Del McCurry, but his two sons, Ronnie McCurry and Rob McCurry, myself, Jason Carter, and Cody Kilby is our guitar player in the Traveling McCurrys. A lot of the same guys, but fairly different music, different presentation, different songs. So if you come to a Traveling McCurry show, you're not going to hear anything that Del does. You know what I mean? We don't sing songs that Del sings and things like that.
So describe your new band.
It's definitely a bluegrass band. And we're definitely rooted in the traditions of bluegrass. We still love to play very traditional music, but we also branch out into, you know, other forms of bluegrass. Some of our material is original, written by members of the band. Some of it's covers of anything from like a modern pop song to a Grateful Dead song. And anything's fair game with the Traveling McCurrys, but it's all done basically in a five-piece bluegrass band format.
Okay, and so what are some of those traditional bluegrass instruments, like stand-up bass, mandolin, banjo, stuff like that?
Exactly. We've got upright bass, guitar, banjo, mandolin, and fiddle.
Perfect. Perfect bluegrass band. I know that the Del McCurry Band, I've seen them play. They were electrifying. It sounds like you're keeping that high energy going in this new process, this new band, the Traveling McCurrys. So what is that? You mentioned jam band, rock. I'm reading off from Wikipedia, rock, contemporary country. So how does that all equate to what you're doing?
Well, like you said, you talk about high energy. That's definitely kind of a hallmark of bluegrass in almost any form is, you know, plenty of up-tempo numbers. Definitely something you can dance to. someone messaged me on one of our social pages and said they were looking forward to the show, and they said they hoped that they'd be allowed to dance at the Panada. So I don't know what their policy is.
Well,
but hopefully there's room for dancing there.
There absolutely is room in the front, and it will be open for dancing. Because there's probably no way people can not dance to the music that I think we're going to hear from you on Friday night.
I hope so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If somebody's never seen our band before, the way I like to describe it is there will be something for everybody, and it's family friendly. You can bring your kids. Bring your grandkids, introduce them to, you know, this original American art form that is bluegrass music.
I was just reading. Alan, did you know that you're on Wikipedia?
I'm on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you as an individual are on Wikipedia. And I just had to jump in and embarrass you a little bit. You were named the International Bluegrass Music Association Bass Player of the Year in 2017, which seems like quite an honor.
Very much so. Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration as a bass player? What kind of bass player do you consider yourself to be?
I am a bass player. My main goal, my main operative as a bass player in this band is to provide like a real steady supportive beat for the other guys to play or sing over. And my inspiration for that has been the players that I've listened to since I was much younger, first learning to play the bass, a bluegrass bass, you know, and listening to guys that were just really solid. And so my goal, like if someone were to compliment me on, you know, man, it was so easy to play with you, that would just be, that's like the highest praise you can give me. You know, it's not about flashiness or flashy solos as a bluegrass bass player. For me, it's about that steady pulse foundation for the other players to just kind of float on, you know.
Kind of keeping the backbeat going.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. And I think the fiddle and the mandolin, anyone who's playing lead super appreciates a strong, steady bass player. So I've heard your music, yeah, and you definitely have it. So good job.
Oh, thank you.
Do you guys consider yourself to be a jam band?
I guess in some ways.
Yeah.
We can go that way.
Yeah.
But that's not like, I feel like if we were to call ourselves a jam band, that might pigeonhole us a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think most of what we do are, we spend a fair amount of time on arrangements,
mm-hmm,
when we arrange new songs. So, you know, and that's, when you say jam band, it would kind of lead you to believe that it's a little more, there are certain songs that we definitely jam on and are kind of more open for the guys to play whatever they want to play as long as they want to play. But yeah, not every song is like that. We kind of value a good, tight arrangement, you know, not necessarily a short 3-minute song. It could be a 5-minute song, but it could be a, you know, very specifically arranged song. So we appreciate, you know, we appreciate the jam, thing, but we're not just a jam band. But I think we kind of live in that world somewhat.
Yeah.
We kind of definitely straddle the fence of between jam band and traditional bluegrass band.
Yeah. That was kind of the direction I was going to take that question was, do you guys, like, at the beginning of the night, do you pretty much know how the night's going to go, or are you going to be surprised yourself as the songs go on in different directions, kind of based on the room you're in?
Well, hopefully there will be some surprises. We definitely have a set list when we start, you know. But for sure, I mean, some nights more than others, you get surprised and somebody calls an audible, or, you know, play something differently than they've played it before, which is always, that's always exciting, you know, as you can only play these songs, you know, so many times before, you know, you get bored. If you played this every song the same exact way every time, it would get boring. So, but the soloists in this band are just all stellar. And so they're really good at keeping their solos fresh and, you know.
One of the things I think people are going to be surprised, because we don't have this caliber of a bluegrass, we'll call it, band. And one of the things that is the tightness of the musicians and their instruments. But then there's this aspect of the awesome, amazing harmonies and the singing. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because in my mind, mm-hmm, that's one of the things that stood out about the Del McCurry Band, was just the tight, amazing harmonies.
Well, that's all part of the traditional bluegrass thing. It's always been about mostly 2 or 3-part harmony. And that's kind of what we always played. It's always what we love to listen to, and that's what we like to do too. There might be a handful of songs that we do that are just a solo, you know, just one singer, but most of the stuff does have, you know, at least 2 or 3-part harmony on it. Yeah. And that's just kind of part of the music for sure.
The traditional bluegrass sound that we will be hearing this Friday night at the Panada. The performance starts at 7:30. And I know that people can go to panada.org and get tickets are still available. And I can guarantee this is going to be one of those shows that people will talk about for a long, long time. So if you want to see something great, go on and get your tickets now, right? And so we're talking with Alan Bartram from the Traveling McCurry Band that will be playing this Friday night at the Panada, and Jack.
And I'm still here too. The we haven't really gone back to the origins of the band and your time in it. How did you get involved in the Traveling McCurrys? You started with
I've been with the Del McCurry Band for 18 years.
Wow.
And I'm still the new guy in that band. I'm the most recent recruit, and I've been there 18 years. But around, 2009, I think, is when we started doing shows as the Traveling McCurrys, where we created this other entity. And it was actually the idea of Del. He pushed us to get something started, get something going, get something else going, so that in the eventuality for when he isn't playing anymore, and he slowed down a little bit, but not, I mean, he's still getting after it. But when that time comes, when he's not playing anymore, we wouldn't be starting from scratch, you know, so we'd already have the wheels rolling. So that was, you know, and Del and his wife, Jean, they're like our biggest supporters. They've been really great. A lot of band leaders, you know, might be a little hesitant to tell their whole band, hey, you should go start another band, you know?
Yeah.
But, he was, you know,
and it's
very giving.
Yeah. The band also includes two of Del's, sons, and they actually started playing with him like when they were still teenagers, right?
Yeah, I think they each started when they were about four. They're 4 years apart in age, and they each started, I think, when they were about 14 years old.
Wow.
Ronnie on mandolin, and Rob started on bass, but pretty quickly switched to banjo once the banjo job opened up. And they've been with him ever since.
And you, when did you pick up the bass the first time? Has that always been your instrument?
No. I started on guitar first, and I probably started playing bass when I was, 26, 27 years ago now. Just kind of one of the upright bass is one of those things I think people are drawn to if they're just in a room with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at a jam session and, you know, somebody takes a break from the bass, you're like, I want to see if I can play that thing, you know?
I've done that many times.
Yeah, you can't help it, right?
It's really fun because the bass player is standing there moving to the music and standing up holding this gigantic instrument that keeps everybody in order. And I think the part that you play is essential. And guess what? Everybody likes the bass player.
Yeah, you can't. The jam just dies if the bass player leaves.
That's right.
You know? So it probably started like that. Like, hey, I'm going to try this thing out. And then it became almost out of necessity. The band I was in, I was one of two guitar players, and we were all pretty young. The bass player was an older guy. He was married with a family, you know, and he was like, guys, I can't play as much as you want to play. I'm probably going to have to, you know, step aside. And me being the lesser of the two guitar players, I said, well, hey, let me try it. Let's just see what happens. We really don't need two guitar players. We do need a bass player. So it just snowballed from there.
Right. Well, you found what you needed, and you've been on the road for a while from Nashville, Tennessee. And how are you finding the reception of this great band where you're on the road?
Well, it's been great. People have been really, to start a band from, you know, and back in 2009, I feel like we've accomplished a lot. Especially since it wasn't our only band,
right?
You know, so we kind of have to split our time between the Del McCurry Band and the Traveling McCurrys. Over the years, it's progressed to where now the Traveling McCurrys, we probably play between 60 and 65 shows a year. Del McCurry Band plays about, 35 to 40 shows a year. So, you know, Del slowed down a little bit, and so we've kind of upped our pace a little bit.
Right.
But, it's it's been a great run, and I mean, there's a lot more to come.
We're speaking to you, by the way, this is a recorded interview, and we're speaking to you at 3:20 on Wednesday afternoon, but it's 2 hours later there, so we should probably mm-hmm. be considerate of your time now that it's after five and let you go do what you do. But I would like to put you on the spot, and since it is a recording, I have time to find any song at all that you would like me to play on the morning show. What's a good one? What's a good one that maybe features a nice Alan Bartram bass solo or something like that?
Okay, well, I don't have any that will feature bass solo, but there's one where I'm featured on the lead vocal, and it happens to be our latest single.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, so that would be... like, that would be great if you could play that. It's called The Hole of the Moon. It's a cover of the Waterboys song from, I think, 1985.
All right. It
came out on a record called This Is the Sea.
Wow.
Yeah, it's should be able to find that.
I'm sure I will, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, well, we'll go out with that then.
And Alan, it's been a real fun talking with you. Looking forward to the show on Friday night at the Panada with the Traveling McCurries and hearing some of that electrifying bluegrass country, mm-hmm. contemporary country rock and jam band that you're going to be bringing to our area. So thanks for talking with us, Alan Bartram from the Traveling McCurries.
Hey, thank you all so much. I'll see you Friday.
All right. Thank you.